It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey guys, Aaron Flint here. I'll tell you what, I'm very excited for today's show because I just pulled in to the capital city, the capital town of Helena, Montana. The capital lit up in lights, looking great this morning. I got a fresh cup of coffee, getting all set up here at the Delta Colonial. Here's what we got coming up this hour of the show. We're going to catch up with my friend Jake Eaton, conservative political consultant. If you missed the big news over the Christmas break, he breaks it down. The case dismissed, the bogus ethics complaint against Attorney General Austin Knutson, part of this whole weaponization against AGs, frankly, against Republican attorneys general all across the country. That case got dismissed. The big news came out over the holidays. We're not going to let it get buried, though. Jake Eaton breaks it down. We're going to get to that. Plus, a really cool story that I've got on our Montana Talks website right now about a church in a VFW right here in Montana helping veterans get connected. Pretty cool deal. Pretty cool story. I know a lot of you missed it. So we're going to share that with you here in this 6 o'clock hour of the show. And then, man, I can't even tell you what all we're going to have for you later on in the morning as I get all set up here at the Delta Colonial for the Montana Chamber's business days at the Capitol, because I've already been hearing from some of my friends. Sonny Capice, who is with the Montana Petroleum Association. We're going to talk oil. We're going to talk Venezuela and more. He's going to be on, I know, at some point in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. I saw my friend Adam Gilbertson with RDO Equipment, a past president of the Montana Equipment Dealers Association. He's in the house. He's one of the panelists here at the Montana Chamber's business days at the Capitol. You've had a number of state officials. The governor, I think, speaks at some point this morning. I know legislative leadership from both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, are here at business days at the Capitol as well. So we're going to have microphones open for them. We're going to invite any of them to come join us at the table. You might remember during a legislative session, we had a weekly legislative update with Democrat leadership and Republican leadership. And so we might have a similar opportunity today. We're certainly offering that opportunity up to anybody who wants to come join us on the show. Let me tell you also, because I know we've got listeners like Sean in Shelby and Tim in Savage. They got a lot of Golden Triangle connections. Thursday morning, so tomorrow, we're going to have a show from Cut Bank. I'm very excited for this show from Cut Bank. Should I tell you who the guest is? We're going to have an incredible guest from the Blackfeet Nation, I think, kick off the show in the 6 o'clock hour for Thursday from Cut Bank. I think we're going to have a whole bunch of other great folks lined up for Thursday as well. I'm still working to pin down the exact location of where we're going to do the show from, but just know we will be in Cut Bank for Thursday. Friday, a very special story to share in Malta, but I know some of you early risers in Malta, you're picking us up either on the Montana Talks app, or maybe you pick us up on KBUL Radio out of Billings, because you can pick us up all the way there in southern Phillips County. I got friends that ranch there, and they're like, oh yeah, I'll pick up your radio station out of Billings from here in southern Phillips County. So anyway, a fun 3 days ahead, a busy 3 days ahead, but certainly it all kicks off here today. I'll be back with you in about an hour here from business days at the Capitol at the Delta Colonial Hotel in Helena. In the meantime, you got to hear this insight from Jake Eaton on this bogus ethics complaint that has now been dismissed against Attorney General Austin Knutson.
Securing America.
During his recent visit to the Norfolk News Naval Shipbuilding Yard in Virginia, War Secretary Pete Hegseth spent time thanking the workers there for their contributions to national security.
Ensuring that America has the tools to win any conflict, anywhere, anytime.
Hegseth said the work is even more important following China's naval buildup.
While we decommissioned ships, they launched many of them. While some of our shipyards did not meet the demands of our country, they expanded at a rapid pace, but not any more.
And that those who work at the yard are more important than ever.
You are building a shield for our nation, bolt by bolt and weld after weld.
The secretary described the workers there as
patriots, all of you. Our warfighters cannot win without you.
Kidney Rescue, Fox News.
The new big topics, big ideas. Big Sky, Montana Talks.
MontanaTalks.com. Here is a headline from the main newspapers. Montana Supreme Court rejects Knudsen's suspension. The High Court's New Year's Eve order concludes a five-year saga that ignited over a separation of powers dispute between the legislative and judicial branches. Chief Justice Corey Swanson authored the majority opinion, which was co-signed by five judges. Here was a key line from this majority opinion that stood out to me. Quote, "We fail to understand why Knudsen should be punished for sharp opinions based on sufficiently recited facts criticizing the court's conduct." Jacob, I'm sure some people are kind of scratching their heads right now. They're like, wait a minute. The Montana Supreme Court sided with Republican Attorney General Ashton Knudsen? Well, there's a reason why, most of the Supreme Court justices, which is still run by a left-wing mob, a Democrat partisan mob that controls the Montana Supreme Court, they had to recuse themselves from the case. So that's the only reason why I think this outcome got the right outcome. If you ask me, but big picture, everybody saw the weaponization, the lawfare against President Donald J. Trump, and the American people rejected it, and they supported President Trump even more so after the fact. I think the same thing happened here with Attorney General Ashton Knudsen. This was election interference, this was lawfare designed to interfere with the 2024 elections, and Ashton Knudsen still won by 20-plus points. And they were trying to bog him down and block him from completing his objectives in standing up to the Biden administration. He was still successfully moving forward with the official day job even in the midst of these shenanigans.
Well, yeah, so you had under 15 offices, Michigan Supreme Court came in on a Sunday morning to issue a ruling on racial blackmail by three employees that was attempting to hide Supreme Court emails from public disclosure. That's the thing that started all of this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With considerable cloud cover today and some sunny breaks possible in the Billings area. Otherwise, looking at some snow showers, a little mixed precip still around the Bozeman vicinity with highs in the lower 40s across the region. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Overnight lows back in the low to mid 20s. Now we'll see a mix of clouds and sun Thursday, upper 20s in Bozeman, lower 40s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
The new year.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, each year, the Potato Expo brings together growers, suppliers, and industry leaders from across the country and beyond. And this year is no exception here in Dallas, Texas. Cam Quarles, National Potato Council Chief Executive Officer, told me that Potato Expo truly is a can't-miss opportunity to reunite the potato community, spark new ideas, and, of course, shape the future of the entire industry.
It is, and we kick off the year every year with the Potato Expo. First time we've ever been in Dallas. Going to have well over 2,000 attendees here. Really excited. You've got the entire supply chain. You've got attendees from over 30 countries. You've got suppliers, buyers, growers, everyone under the sun who's part of not just the North American potato industry, but really the potato industry around the world. So it's pretty exciting.
On the policy front, he says the U.S. potato industry was deeply disappointed with the Trump administration's recent Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, which only allocated $1 billion to specialty crops like potatoes, while other commodities received $11 billion.
Being respectful of the situation that they're in, they don't have enough money to satisfy the need. They've really got to work with Congress. The money that they did have largely went to the program crops, the Title I commodities, which does not include specialty crops, fruits and vegetables. We are working with the administration as well as the leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committees and Appropriations Committees to get a much larger package that will reflect the true need of not only the potato industry, but specialty crops and really all of U.S. agriculture.
And he says it's just another great example of why farm country needs a new farm bill instead of relying on outdated farm policy.
Yeah, it's incredibly important when you look back. So the last farm bill was signed in 2018. A lot of the writing of that began in 2016. We're now in 2026. So the world has changed a great deal in the last 10 years, and we're looking, rather than looking forward with our farm policy, we're looking back a decade.
Now, the National Potato Council is very proud to be a fierce advocate for the economic well-being of U.S. potato growers. You can learn more at nationalpotatocouncil.org. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this.
Feeding through winter shouldn't feel like guesswork. SmartLick tubs make sure your herd gets the protein they need every day, no matter the weather. Reliable intake, proven performance, peace of mind for you. It's not about working harder. It's about feeding smarter. Feed SmartLick protein tubs for consistent nutrition and confident performance. Go to SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
Ranchers, save the date for January 15th. The Ingalls Angus production sale is at Riverton Livestock, Riverton, Wyoming, starting at 1 o'clock p.m. This historic Angus herd was established in 1894, seven generations and 130 years of registered Angus. Over 100 yearlings, as well as two-year-old Angus bull self, along with 25 bred females. For more details, call Jasper Ingalls at 307-349-3097 or view the catalog videos and bid online at dvauction.com. Well, China ended 2025 by announcing tighter controls on beef imports, capping its tariff rate quotas for 3 years and raising the overquota tariff rate to a whopping 55%. And U.S. beef exports to China have fallen dramatically because of this ongoing trade war. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
With a conservative political consultant, Jake Eaton, who is also Attorney General Austin Knutson's campaign manager in the 2024 elections. And then if you have something you want to talk about, give us a call right now, 406-294-0970. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app as well. And if you have something you want to share, we've got phone lines open on this Freedom Friday. A great question just came in on the Montana Talks app. Jake, this one came in from Morgan in Helena. Are there consequences for the commission who violated due process and the election interference? Isn't that illegal? Jake, I'm with Morgan here. Like, this was so blatant election interference. This was an abuse of power. This was opposition. Pam Busey and anybody affiliated with this, they need to be held accountable. Supreme Court. So even with a fair, newly elected Chief Justice, you still have the numbers running against you. So it makes people wonder if there will ever be accountability. But I would think if these justices had to recuse themselves from this complaint, maybe a new process could be set up to hold these people accountable. And just like those justices recused themselves before, they should have to do so now and get some fair district court judges, bipartisan appointed, whatever, to have a fair process of accountability. But there needs to be accountability because we just have to put a stop to this nonsense of interfering in elections.
Everything possible to derail the
overturn the will of the people. Time and time again, we've seen that out of the mob on the Supreme Court, that they can't win at the ballot box here in Montana for the legislature, the governor, on down the line. So they use these judges to try to push their agenda and these justices. Clay Keaton, great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, appreciate it. All right, Happy New Year to you and yours. Okay, into the phone lines we go, 406-294-0970. If you got something you want to talk about, our first open phones Friday, Freedom Friday here of the new year, 2026. I think we got Lee in Kalispell up next. Lee, what's going on? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yes, this is
executive orders. How is that going to help the housing situation in the long term? He's promising all this so-called free stuff, but it's not free. Somebody's going to have to pay for it. You're exactly right. A lot of successful people have already fled New York, and if more follow, how are you going to pay for all this stuff? Great point. Thanks for calling in. And Lee, great to hear from you. Kamo Mamdani sworn in as the mayor of New York City. By the way, for those of you that missed it, Wednesday morning, I did a Newsmax TV interview, and we were talking about Mamdani being sworn in. And I joked about the fact that he had to be sworn in an underground abandoned subway station. Why? Are the operable subway stations too dangerous because of how the Democrats have destroyed New York? Maybe they needed the American hero Daniel Penny to go provide security for the swearing-in, the official swearing-in ceremony for the Kamo Mamdani. Anyway, I think I'll be back on Newsmax actually tonight around 5:45 Montana time on Newsmax. So I look forward to seeing you there, possibly. Perry in Columbus. Perry, Happy New Year to you.
Good morning, Aaron. Welcome back. Happy New Year to everybody. And the first thing I want to do is give a shout-out to our wonderful A.J. Austin Knudsen for having the courage to stand up to the Supreme Court jokers and ride this mill all the way through. You know, I'll just bet you, I think I understand that everybody needs...
Kitchen table.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Just a couple of minutes on the show. This is a guest that I wanted to sneak on during the holidays because I thought, man, this is just such a cool deal they're doing. It's such a great message. And it's a great message to hear during the holidays. But heck, it's the first day of the new year from the radio world standpoint. And I know many people, it's still kind of like the holidays because, hey, it's a Friday. Why go back to work on a Friday if you can take a long weekend now and then get back to it on Monday, but either way, it's a great message to share, so we're going to get to that here in just a couple of minutes. First, though, our phone lines are open. Let's go to Frank in Evergreen. Frank, Happy New Year. What's on your mind?
Thanks.
Frank, or Fran?
I guess, you know, I just wanted
insurance rates, right? Okay, good to hear from you. Yeah, no, that's interesting. That, you know, well, they use that as an excuse to deny claims. Well, that's not fair, that's Frank. Yeah, Frank, thanks for calling in. I know, you know, making health care more affordable, especially in the midst of this Obamacare train wreck, is a key priority of President Trump heading into the new year. And especially, you know, his whole point is he wants to be focused on putting the money in your pocket instead of in the pockets of the big insurance companies, so, which is a huge contrast from what Obamacare and the Democrats has done to just destroy health care in this country. All right, let's see. I think we're transferring our guest into the phone lines right now. So in the meantime, yeah, here we go. Just before Christmas, here from our guest, and I was like, oh, we got to get you on the show, because I had heard about this gentleman. I was at, my wife and I were having breakfast down at Sack's Diner, or lunch, actually, one day, and we were hanging out with the great State Senator John Fuller, a Vietnam veteran, and John Fuller told me, hey, you got to meet my friend, you know, Cowboy. A Cowboy Bill Miles. He ended up being there. So I said, you know, we got to say hello to Cowboy Bill Miles. And he is the state chaplain for the VFW. And what a great guy. But anyway, I'm sitting there chatting with Cowboy Bill Miles. And he was talking about everything they're doing to try to combat veteran suicide and getting veterans together. And he was telling me everything, all the great things that the Kalispell VFW is doing right now in particular. And I know he mentioned the name Joe Decree. And that's where I got the email from, was Joe Decree. Joe Decree is now with us on the phone lines. Joe, hope you had a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks. Yeah, it was fun.
Great. Well, I saw a little bit of your background here. So you served 21 years in the military, mostly in the Cold War. You were active duty and National Guard. A Green Beret in 2nd Battalion, 19th Special Forces Group. That's incredible. I was not a Green Beret, but I was in the 19th Special Forces Group for a few years as well. Incredible, thanks. So I started actually in the Montana Guard. They have a small detachment, and so I got an opportunity to be a part of that, doing some really fun, cool things, jumping out of helicopters and airplanes and things like that. And you know, my back is very thankful for it. It's not so thankful for it, but it was fun though. And then I went down to Utah and drove out of there with the 1st Battalion and with the group, and just incredible experience, kind of opportunities.
Yeah, good headquarters in Utah. We have I've got a lot of jumps in there. Actually, Camp Williams went there.
Yeah.
It's funny, you jump into a Polygamous Colony. It's the drop zone is outside of the Polygamous Colony. So, the good news is the good moment. So the ground's always curled and soft. But the bad news is, it's weird because nobody's smiling at the Polygamous Colony. It's just, anyway, just not that story. But everybody's walking around scouting each other.
Some of the local guys that are part of the SF Association, when I told them that I was a part of 19th Group, they're like, oh, the great part about, you know, about those guys is we always have a designated driver. Pretty funny.
I was out in Virginia, so there was not the designated driver.
Yeah, that's it. You better call an Uber for a 15-passenger van,
ready?
With the rest of the Virginia boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's incredible. Well, you know, part of the reason I wanted to have you on is because, hey, well, why not? Sounds like a great dude. I know Cowboy Bill Miles said great things about you, but, you know, so Cowboy was telling me, he said, hey, we are tracking the numbers. We have significantly reduced the number of veteran suicides. And I'm like here in Montana? He's like, yes, here in Montana. And so I need to get Cowboy on one of these days as well, but for me, I've continued to ask the question, okay, we have all these programs that focus on veteran suicide. So why do the veteran suicide keeps going up? And I think part of it is that we're missing a faith component, not just in so many of these programs, but just in so much more of our culture. Our culture has just moved further and further away from faith.
I have to agree with that. We started, actually, it's not DFW affiliate is not sponsored by the DFW. We run a church out of our DFW in Kalispell, Post 252. We got a Trinity Operations Center, which, you know, any good that knows the acronym TALK. The forward inquiries for Powder. And, you know, it really started as a Bible study for veterans after a suicide. We've had several suicides in our post in the last 5 or 6 months. It's a little alarming. Maybe 3. But most recently, this past September, and, you know, a couple of years ago, it happened in Mia Gaia, like, we went to right on the chapel, the local chapel at the local Kalispell post. And it was like, what can we do to try to stop this? Because this was a kid who honestly had, you know, he was the guy who helped everybody else not suicide. And so he did, it was a great shock. It was like, well, the only thing we can do is, you know, maybe we can lose Jesus. You know, I mean, God believes, but they don't practice. So it was a practical component to faith that walks out. And it's hard. I think most people, especially if you grew up in a very rigid, liturgical faith system, you know, you may see faith as sort of a museum piece that I have myself and I pray, but it's like, back it out in practical, gritty fashion because, you know, Jesus got down there with the rest of us. So this thing started as a Bible study at about 80 decibels across a table in a very crowded DFW bar with a bunch of ironically Marines that said, why did the Marine Corps start in the bar? And so we decided to take that to Warren's house and do it as a formal Bible study. It was fairly flourishing for about a year and a half, and through that, they're like, hey, you know, you have a good way of explaining these things to us. Yeah, let's start church. And so kind of that's where it started, is an effort to do that. And the DFW lets us use actually their meeting room is where we do the service on Sundays. And we try to bring it really to veterans because I believe there's a great deal of military stuff in the Bible. And it's not just that, you know, not just the battles and not just, you know, David defeating Goliath. Those are huge parts of it, but I think there's lots of other less discussed aspects of it. And so, you know, things like, you know, special forces 18 is 12 hours. You know, we've tried 10, we've tried 14, we've tried 16. The number that works is 12. That's a very interesting number because that's the number of apostles. 12 is a holy number. And I don't know why it works. You know, groups of guys larger than 12 when you're trying to get things done tend to be glitchy. Groups of guys around 12 tend to work very well. You know, these things are not coincidental. If we look at, you know, special forces, there's a group of guys that says international warfare, we're familiar with those concepts. Territory, getting local, it's more of the hearts and minds, small engagement versus grand, you know, territory kind of battles, which the United States really pioneered during the French and Indian Wars in the 1750s and 60s. But really, in reading and talking about that, I kind of realized that is the Book of Acts church. It is an unconventional warfare operation. Christ was absolutely in denied territory.
It's kind of the way he does it.
Like Hugh Hewitt's book, yeah. In But Not Of. That's a fascinating take on UW. In But Not Of, in the same country. Hold that thought. Joe DeCoon, we'll come back to you. Quick break. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Opposition, radicalism, you know, led by AOC, the squad, Jasmine Crockett, Chuckie Schumer, Mamdani, Pocahontas, Grandpa Bernie. There's a lot at stake. It's only happened 3 times in 100 years the party in power maintains control of the midterm. It's only happened 4 times in 150 years. We have to defy historical trends to win this midterm election. Do not listen to those that say it can't happen. It can. It can if all of you engage. It can if you care enough. And for those that want to distract you and fight amongst themselves, ignore them.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
I mean, this is an incredible story for 2025. Silver gained a whopping 115% increase this past year alone. Unbelievable. Now, analysts are saying it could hit even $100 an ounce next year. Look, not only have I been buying silver for 40 years, but I've been doing commercials just like this telling you how to diversify and have a part of your portfolio in gold and silver for 3 years now. That's why I am a customer of the best in the business, and that is Gold Co. They've got over 8,000 five-star reviews. They got a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. They are offering you a free 2026 gold and silver kit, plus a limited time offer where you can get a 10% instant match in bonus gold or silver, and that's just for getting started. Call now, 855-815-GOLD, or just go to HannityGold.com. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D or HannityGold.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With considerable cloud cover today and some sunny breaks possible in the Billings area. Otherwise, looking at some snow showers, a little mixed precip still around the Bozeman vicinity with highs in the lower 40s across the region. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Overnight lows back in the low to mid 20s. Now we'll see a mix of clouds and sun Thursday. Upper 20s in Bozeman, lower 40s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Services for the VA. She's not a VA worker. She's, you know, one of the community care folks. But she was asking me, she was saying, Aaron, how do we get these guys talking to each other? Gals, too, the veterans. How do we get these folks talking to each other? Because you guys know it. You know, we've got to get veterans sharing their stories and talking to each other. And it makes such a big impact. And so that's why, Jody, tell me about what you're doing. Basically, running a church out of a VFW here in Montana where Bible studies is so exciting. Wow, I just think this is going to be so impactful.
Well, we gotta reach about Jody Hammer. And I think that's the thing with that. You always have to do it. You know, because these guys, you know, we talk to him. Right? And so you got to find him. You got to really want to be like, hey, I see you sit with Jody in the bar drinking too much. Why don't you come talk to me? And some of those conversations are harsh, man. I'm also a counselor and a life coach, like I maybe the two things. And some of those conversations are hard. You know, I've had guys that can be like, you know, the guy I was telling you about, the source of the world's best friend, came to me. Actually, the only guy in my church that we baptized. And he said, where's my friend best friend? I'm like, I don't know. You know, he was unbelievable. He told me the source that I can book my paper. And he was like, I need to learn something about this. I'm like, yeah, I do. And he said, well, I've always been trying to stand off. So I'm like, dude, you got out of the room for too early. You got into the combat thing too late. It was very unsatisfying. You've had a bunch of book jobs, you know, that people got for you that you hate. You drink too much and your best friend just died. He says, yeah. I'm like, how is my faith Jesus doing so far? And he said, oh, God. That would be my statement as well, my friend. How about you come to church? Like, let's talk. And so, like, it's those kinds of conversations. And those conversations are like, yeah, man, I get it. You're so excited. Like, we, you know, most of us have been there once. So, hey, man, here's, you know, sometimes you talk a lot, sometimes you don't say much. But, you know, here's how we walk out. You know, God has a plan for you. Like, this is not it.
Well, I wonder right now, you know, after, the last year in particular, we saw a surge in young people, especially returning to church and going back to church or going to church for the first time. I wonder if that's happening with veterans, even the ones that aren't so young necessarily, that are, you know, that have been in high fairly church for the last 2 years. Tell us a little bit about how you work your church at the VFW. For other, you know, VFW folks or listeners out there, you were telling me you start every service by basically looking at things through an operations order format, through the op order format.
I would tell you, I believe the department works very well in the military manual. And it's not do this, don't do that. There is a lot about the department, but there's a lot of just commanders and tech kind of stuff, right? And if you, you know, if you're a veteran, you get it. If you're not, you start off and you come to church, you know, we'll break it down as basic as I feel like I need to. But yeah, the operations program, right? Situation, mission, execution, sustainment, command control, all that stuff, right? So that's how we look at it. So, for example,
courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait. Attention on the road, that's the only way. Phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
KBU.